Earlier this year, it seemed that New York, which has a relatively late primary, might actually be a contested state, as first Newt Gingrich, then Rick Santorum, appeared to present a serious challenge to GOP frontrunner Mitt Romney. But Santorum dropped out, and Gingrich's campaign fizzled. Romney, who has led in polls among New York Republicans, did not even show up for the state GOP dinner on April 19th, and he's campaigned in other states holding primaries Tuesday instead, like Pennsylvania. State Republican Chairman Ed Koch says he's pivoting to the general election and promoting Romney against President Obama.
It was clear from the polls that Romney was going to take about all the delegates here in New York State, and I think that's one of the reasons why Rick Santorum suspended his campaign. But now we're going right into the general election.
But Cox, who was the leader for Senator John McCain's campaign for president in 2008, says he's learned that the state, especially New York City, is important for another reason: wealthy, politically involved donors.
We may not be the most important state with respect to electoral votes. We're not a swing state, but we are the most important state that is not a swing state, because this is where the money is, this is where the media is, this is where the center of many ethnic groups and other networks are. And so New York can have a huge impact on a presidential campaign.
Chairman Cox endorsed Romney just after Santorum quit the race. The Republican leader of the state Senate, Dean Skelos, endorsed Romney much earlier. Skelos, in an interview with public radio and TV in late March, said he thinks the more moderate Romney is in sync with voters in New York.
The main thing about Governor Romney is, besides having been a good governor, his business background. He understands economics. He understands that you can't keep spending and taxing, because that's going to destroy our economy.
Senator Skelos says he thinks the long, drawn-out primary has been a good vetting process for Romney and the Republican Party as a whole. And he says he thinks public discontent with the way things are will help the Republican candidate.
In the end, it's going to be about gasoline prices, the fact that there is no coherent energy policy in Washington, the fact that our debt is almost doubling every day in Washington, the fact that taxes are too high. I think that's really what people are going to focus on. Unemployment rate over 8%, that's where people are going to focus on, and I think that's where we're going to be successful.
Recent polls show President Obama with a commanding lead over Romney in New York, with the Democratic president up to 25 percentage points ahead in the mostly blue state. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.